Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today, as we continue our conversation, is Nicole Simmental, who is the organist at St. Joseph Cathedral. Who's the director again?
The director is Dr. Richard Fitzgerald.
Okay, so you are his assistant, sort
correct,
of, and
yes.
but the head organist of the
right.
of the place. We've been discussing music in general and how it helps us as followers of Christ as in our journey of discipleship. Today, I thought we might more specifically talk about sacred music. That music that is more explicitly mm-hmm. about Christ and about what he has revealed to us. But let's begin with a prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, open our hearts to your gifts of truth and beauty, that through these things we might experience your great love for us. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. So, Nicole, what do we mean by this phrase, sacred music?
Yeah, so I'm just going to jump to a quote from that explains it better than I could. That sacred music, and this comes from Sacro Sanctum Concilium, which is the document 1963 on the Constitution of on the Sacred Liturgy, that sacred music surpasses merely religious music when it is joined to the liturgical rite to become a necessary and integral part of the liturgy, whose purpose is the glory of God and the sanctification of the faithful. So it has such a powerful impact on the liturgy. It's not just a part of the liturgy, but it's an integral part of the liturgy. They're complementary of each other. And so, you know, we can go further into that. But
so they distinguish, it sounds to me that quote, they distinguish sacred music, which is the music of the liturgy,
correct,
versus religious music.
Right.
Versus other forms of music.
Right, exactly.
So
that's
an interesting distinction that they make. So the sacred liturgy sacred music is about the music of the liturgy.
Correct. And I think to go a little further into that, you know, this is drawn back from Pope Pius X when he talks about music in the liturgy, and then the documents have further drawn on this, that sacred music can really be drawn down to three characteristics in it. It has holiness in it, a beauty of form, and universality. So the holiness meaning that it's suitable for the temple, it's suitable for worship, meaning that it should not be of the ordinary or profane. It should not remind us of the outside world and the secular world, but rather draw us into something different. With the Mass being heaven on earth, that we should be brought, transcended to a new place. And the music has the power to do that, as we talked about in our previous segment about how music draws on these emotions and the sacred expressions of our human emotions. Therefore, we want the music to have the impact of kind of bringing us to a new place rather than bringing us back into the world that we just came from.
To lift us up
right.
from the world.
Right.
Which, you know, at the Mass, we know that, as you referenced, that it is, you know, we are made present in heaven itself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the eschatological banquet, the feast of heaven and earth at the end of time, we're drawn into there. So we're no longer in this place or
right.
in this building or in this age, in this world, but brought to there. So holiness is one mark. What's the other mark?
So beauty of form. So that in it, meaning that it's serving a range of sacred expressions or emotions and that, you know, it has this excellence. Pope Pius says, otherwise it will be impossible for us to exercise on the minds of those who listen to it, which the Church aims at obtaining and admitting into her liturgy the art of musical sound. So this idea that what we present is at its highest form that we can present it at. So
with, you know, with the Mass, we want to give our best.
Right.
You know, and, you know, we talk about the Mass as a sacrifice. It's the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross mm-hmm. on behalf of each of us, you know, that we are made present there. But it's also, we share in that sacrifice by what we bring to the Mass, certainly the sufferings and the sacrifices of our week, but also we bring to the Lord our finest,
right.
you know, our finest self to offer up to him.
And that's the thing about worship, I think, and music in the worship, that it transcends culture. You know, it's outside of us, and because God is so mysterious and bigger than us, in a sense, like, we are trying to present Him our best in the worship. And so that's why the church has had such, they've spent time to, like, write out these, what sacred music is, and kind of have these, not rules, but just really guidelines for us, so that we can present the worship in its highest form, because it is bigger than us. You know, it's God, he's so mysterious, and so therefore, like, we want to make sure that what we present to Him is in our highest form.
If you're tuning in, this is Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger, and with me today is Nicole Simmental, who is the organist at St. Joseph Cathedral. We're talking about sacred music. So there are two elements, this holiness, mm-hmm. this kind of beauty of form. And what was the third element?
The third kind of, it is kind of like an after effect of the two, if the two are there. It's called, it's universality. So this idea of the church being universal, the one church, that if we, and I think this is a beautiful thing, that rather it being, it's not about my individual piety or my individual taste. It's not about, oh, I like this music and Father Adam likes this and this person likes this, but rather that when I have this holiness in the sacred music, when I have this beauty of form, it creates a universality amongst the church, so that when I go to any church, it has those same qualities, the same, you know, qualities draw upon.
And I would probably add to that, I'm sure you would agree with me, but that there is a sense that it transcends a time,
right,
or an age or a period. You know, so throughout human history, there have been different epochs of music, different styles,
sure.
you know, that characterize an age. Some of those ages are longer and more stable. It seems like with human civilization's march into the future, the ages or the epochs of a certain musical style or genre are shorter. Mm. You know, they come in and out of fad pretty quickly.
Sure.
So there is a sense, because the Mass is timeless, it is in a sense an eternal event because of the divine person of Jesus Christ, that it transcends the style of a particular time or a particular age, and kind of has this sort of timelessness.
Yeah. It's a very important element of
And
of
that's
it.
Part of this universality, I
right.
think, that you're getting at,
yeah,
too.
Definitely.
Well, you know, let's just kind of move a little bit about how sacred music is important for us and for our participation in the Eucharist. And again, you know, a lot of this, I think, is your particular experience as someone, you know, well experienced with sacred music. How does it help us to engage in the Eucharist as disciples of Christ?
Sure. Well, since sacred music is the integral part of the liturgy, it accompanies alongside the liturgy in such a beautiful way, it allows us to enter into that mystery more fully, I think, because of just the nature of music, like we've been talking about. So whether it's the hymn that's being sung at the beginning, or the introit or the text of the introit or whatever it might be, the responsorial psalm, for example, you know, and we sing that, which the psalms were meant to be sung, it brings us more fully, I think, into the mystery of what's happening there. I'm just thinking of the psalm for today, the Lord hears the cry of the poor. I mean, when you sing that text, it's just, it has a more powerful affect on people than just, you know, speaking it, I think.
And I've had that same experience myself, you know, even with, I think, OCP's, the Oregon Catholic Press's chants for the mm-hmm. responsorial psalms, which most parishes, I think, in this diocese use
sure.
those, I'm really moved by them, you know, as I'm sitting there at Mass. And it really, for me, that's like the one of the most moving parts of the Mass. And it kind of really lifts me up going into the homily, and, you know, into the gospel and the homily.
Yeah, even singing the Alleluia right before the gospel, you know, like raising our voice in song, praising God, to sing the Alleluia, like that has a, a different affect than if I just said Alleluia, you know, mm-hmm. like it naturally draws us out. And people are always, you know, like that piece of music really touched me. It really moved me. And when you're like, well, you know, you thank them, of course, but I think for every person, whether it's the psalm or the Alleluia or the introit, or there's a reason why it touches us, is because it expresses what we can't express ourselves, because mm-hmm. it's outside of ourselves. Like you said, it transcends who we are. And so therefore it brings us to a new place.
And I would also say, I mean, we're running out of time for this conversation, but one of the things that sacred music also kind of points to is the mystery of what we're involved in.
Definitely.
You know, that we are before the very presence of Jesus Christ, and we are brought and made present to these great events of our salvation, of his life. And I think that music kind of helps us to appreciate, mainly, as you said earlier, because it has a sense where of it's not secular, in the sense that it's different from what we would hear when we go back to our car and turn on the radio.
Right.
So that kind of helps us to understand that we're not in a normal place. We're not at work or
right.
at the grocery store or at home or in our car anymore. We're at heaven on earth, you know. So, well, thank you for joining me, Nicole. Let's end with the prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, help us to grow in our love for you and of the sacred liturgy through our participation in sacred music. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Mm-hmm. Amen. And you have been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger, and with me has been Nicole Simmental of the Cathedral, St. Joseph's Cathedral. Thank you, Nicole.
Thank you for having me, Father.
And until next time, peace and all good.